If everybody ready, we will start. Evet, saygıdeğer milletvekilleri, sayın konuklarımız,
dear participants, we are very happy to be together at the APUSM conference, economic affairs. I am very happy to be here with you at the meeting of economic and financial affairs, social affairs and education. Lisbon is a beautiful city. And I wish to welcome you to this meeting. I also want to thank our Portuguese colleagues for their hospitality. And wish also to thank the Secretariat and the Portuguese members of the Parliament and the European Parliament for having organized this our meeting in such a beautiful hall. This is the library of the Portuguese Parliament, and we are very happy and honored to be here with you. Thank you. Since our last General Assembly, we have met in Ankara and in Barcelona, and we discussed about the economic dimension of migration and the protection of the Mediterranean, the development of tourism among our countries, and how we can cooperate in these fields. We have discussed about the three main points, and we really work very efficiently. I also want to talk about the meeting in Barcelona, because at the center of the General Secretariat, together with our Secretary General, we work together to develop the relation and strengthen the relationship between the Parliament and the General Secretariat, and an exchange of information among our institutions, and how we can continue to work in coordination and cooperation. And these were important deliberations, and I also wanted to thank the Secretary General and the Secretariat for their cooperation. This meeting, the meeting which is taking place in Lisbon, has also an important dimension. There is a meeting of the parliaments of our countries, because the importance we give to the Union for the Mediterranean has to be developed, and this is really very important for all our countries. Our vice chairman from Morocco, Mr. Ben Atala, from the European Parliament, Mr. and Antonio Bialy from Italy. Concerning the report and your proposal for changes, we have 49 proposals for amendments, and 41 of them have reached us earlier. So we have the English, French, and Arabic translations. And the last eight proposals proposed by our colleague Malaga. We were not able to translate them into Arabic because they reached us late. Therefore, we have we could not include them in the 49 proposals, and we have them from 1 to 41, and from and the last 8 articles in 2 parts. So the English and French translations are from 1 till 45, and the Arabic translation is in 2 parts, 1 to 41 and 41, 42 to 48. Our meeting today has started at 10 o'clock, and we shall end at 12:30. We have 49 amendments, and I will ask our colleagues to be as brief as possible and to express their views as concisely as possible so that we can work more efficiently. I would like to thank you for your spirit of understanding and comprehension. Tomorrow at the General Assembly, if people who want to take the floor tomorrow would kindly write down their names, they will have the possibility of taking the floor tomorrow. So please let us know in advance. Thank you. Now, dear colleagues, the economic aspects of migration, the protection of and promotion of investment in the Mediterranean, and cooperation in the development of tourism among the PAUFM countries. We have a report of 14 articles, so there are 49 proposals for amendments. Before we open the floor to the discussion, I want to ask you to, I will give them the floor to start with, and then we're going to talk about the amendments. But you know, in the previous meeting, the minutes of the meetings have to be adopted. I am just reminded that we have to adopt the meetings of the minutes of the previous meeting. We sent you all the documents, and if you need those documents, you can get them from the table. I would like to start with just gave you the title of the agenda. And so we're going to proceed to the adoption of the previous meeting. Does everyone approve the minutes of the previous meeting? Yes, I think you all agree. So we have adopted our agenda and the minutes of the previous meeting. And now we are going to examine this recommendation, and we open it to your discussion. Now, our colleagues who want to take the floor on a general matter and not on an article, one by one. So if you raise your hand, I will give you the floor.
Evet, gördüğüm kadarıyla söz almak.
Yes, no one wants to take the floor. So we, without losing time, let's look at the recommendation, the first article, and the changes. Which will be open to discussion.
Herkesin elinde değişiklik.
Yes, you all have I think the text, first paragraph, we have three proposals for amendments. Now, first paragraph,
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Juste, je ne vais pas détailler la proposition, simplement dire que sur le premier amendement, donc sur le...
slightly different so that we can focus on the positive aspects of the trade and cultural and historical relationships
conflit donc c'est juste une forme
so it's just a matter of balance formulation. Because if you read that, you will certainly agree with me, and you'll see what the spirit, the underlying spirit is.
Thank you, sir. The other proposal comes from Paloma López Bermejo from the European Parliament.
Yok. Evet. Üçüncü.
Now, yes. Yes, you have the floor.
Fare una distinzione tra mobilità e migrazione non credo che non sia un punto da sottovalutare. Grazie.
Teşekkür ediyorum.
Okay. En français? Bon, ce que je
voulais
dire, c'est que c'est important selon nous de. Ah bon, la traduction en italien, c'est difficile. Bon, ce qui est important selon nous, c'est de.
What is important for us is the issue of mobility. So I believe that this is crucial that we can agree on this. And we have to tell the different aspects apart. I don't know who actually prepared Amendment 2 on Paragraph 1, but I believe that this is more correct like this. Thank you.
Evet, teşekkür ediyorum. Üçüncü değişiklik
Yes, what's the third proposal amendment concerning the first? Was that your proposal? Puria Amir Shashi. Concerning the first paragraph, the proposal for the amendment, does anyone wish to say something? If you agree, I propose that the amendment proposed by Mr. Ortefeu should be accepted. Do you agree? Yes, everyone agrees. So the first paragraph and the proposal of Mr. Ortefeu is adopted. Now concerning the second paragraph. Now
Il s'agit en réalité là aussi d'une formulation un peu améliorée.
Well, I believe that we can actually improve to strengthen the struggle against illegal migration, and it's a matter of preventing. But at the same time, and besides prevention, we need to stop or halt the illegal immigration. And how do we do that? Through the cooperation amongst all the actors, all the agents in the region. I'm thinking, for example, of Morocco, which is a go-through country, and it's, of course, faced with the same situation that countries like Spain or Italy, for example, other countries in the Mediterranean. So I think we have to focus on this issue, that is, to prevent, but also to stop this, and this can only be done through the cooperation of states all throughout this region.
Evet, teşekkür ediyorum Sayın Ortefi'ye.
Thank you, Monsieur Ortefi. Another proposal comes from Michela Guifrida from the European Parliament.
Zamirati.
Thank you, sir, dear President. Regarding these recommendations, if you allow me, I would like to give you an extra recommendation regarding the recommendation 10.4. Of course, these recommendations emphasize the importance of putting up a policy, a holistic policy to deal with the problems of immigration. I would like to draw your attention of my colleagues that Morocco in the southern part of the Mediterranean, it's working with Europe for democracy and had taken a holistic policy in migration. Lately, it's a policy that actually been seen as a model in the region with international standards, and it's taken or seen by the president of the president of Morocco and the king of Morocco. And as mentioned by my colleague, Monsieur Paris Porfaux, Morocco is not only a transit area, it's also a receiving country with the policy taken by policy respects all the principles of the international law of human rights. And for this reason, we have taken thousands of the situations of the immigrants coming from Africa, fleeing their countries because of the conflicts and the wars. And now we are talking in the parliament to take legislations and laws that allow those immigrants in participating on the election institutions, and the institutions. So, going in through that direction is very important. So we need to add into this recommendation the model, the Moroccan model to deal, to treat this phenomena. Thank you.
Sayın Hartöfe, buyurun.
Pardonnez-moi, vous avez tout à fait raison. Mal exprimé.
Excuse me, I think you're right. And I meant to say that the Morocco is a source of migration, but at the same time, it has become a go-through country, and more also receiver country. So that's it, a destination country.
Thank you.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Calvé Chambon, Espagne et Parlement européen. Je ne sais.
I really don't know how we should handle this. Even if we're talking about the same paragraph, because I have to say that I agree with the amendment proposed by the Minister Hortefeux. But on the other hand, I have some doubts regarding a part of the amendment, because it's not a matter of amending or not amending, but the problem has to do with the flow of people in the Mediterranean. And this is a problem that entails many strands. And we have to consider, for example, the humanitarian aspect, asylum, and the illegal migration. And we cannot mix them up. So in my view, the text amended by Mr. Hortefeux, it talks about the need for a common migration policy, and so on and so forth. We have the humanitarian strand on this, but I believe that this should be highlighted elsewhere. Why? Because management of the migration policies should be separated from the humanitarian issues. It's not that one is more important than the other, but it's a matter of separating of these issues. I believe that we should not mix them up.
Teşekkür ederim. Sayın.
Thank you, Monsieur Diali.
Per la verità ritengo che.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. The last process of decision making at the European level have to be taken into account in this text, because, of course, you have to also keep in mind what happened last week, and that is why I would like to underline the fact that the European Commission has recognized the need an urgent intervention plan that will obviously entail the humanitarian issues as well as migration issues. Of course, I believe that this should deserve a very specific attention to be in line with the issue and the work that is being carried out at the European level, namely in terms of the matter of quotas, migration quotas.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. I would like to thank the colleague who interpreted the spirit of this amendment. Last time we met in Barcelona the other day, we were talking about the possibility to intervene in order to convey a very strong signal regarding this matter. In the meantime, several tragedies took place and over 800 people actually died. Therefore, I believe that we need to focus on this idea, the humanitarian strand has to be taken into account. You see, we're talking about only 2-3 days. And I believe that there has to be considerable steps taken in these policies that will take a holistic view, and that has to be a common policy, a common encompassing policy, not only to encompass humanitarian issues, that will have to involve not only the countries that are around the Mediterranean, but other countries. We have to address this. We all have to see Mediterranean not as a cemetery. So we have to go on. And this without forgetting, of course, the asylum policies, which obviously have to regulate something that is a human right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ben Atala.
I just wanted to emphasize that it's very important, crucial, that we talk about the humanitarian dimension and the interventions there. One of the recommendations there, we cannot look at what's happening lately in the Mediterranean was, and we have studied this issue from all dimensions there. It's not right to not see the humanitarian dimension or the intervention. We might change the formulation for this article, but we need to talk about this somehow. In the, another point, in the Amendment 5, we are talking about the Sicilian channel, Sicilian channel. Yes, or here we are talking about the Mediterranean. If we are talking about this channel, now, then we might not. We need to talk about the Algerian, or talk about Syria, for example. So it's very important to talk, to keep on concentrating on the Mediterranean only, not talking about one region, not the, or the other.
Oui, mais je ne veux pas que ceci bloque, ça ne va pas me déranger.
Well, this, of course, is not going to disturb me. I'm not going to oppose this text, but I wonder whether, I wonder if we could maybe add another paragraph, because even when ideally you have fantastic policies for migration, the humanitarian issue will always be there, and so I believe, I shall not insist on it, but my idea is to maybe address the humanitarian issue in a separate paragraph. That's all.
Thank you. Yes, we can put an additional paragraph. We have no problem with that. Yes, we are going to do according to our discussions.
Well, we have to see how this goes. Thank you very much, President. I would like to insist on the need I would like to address Mr. Briss when he talked about the groups that are organized. I instead of sending envoi or departure, to use departure. So it's a matter of the words in English and in French. Thank you.
Teşekkür ederim.
I would also like to thank you.
İlave paragrafla alakalı bir şey hazırlarsanız eğer şu anda bunu tüm meslektaşlarım
if you can prepare a paragraph like that we can edit and we can edit also to our text. That's why I'm expecting from you to formulate this paragraph.
Okay.
Avec, Monsieur le Président, avec la proposé de.
The idea of departure rather than départ instead of envoi. It's a matter of the French, the words is the use départ in French.
Evet. O zaman dördüncü değişiklik.
So for the fourth amendment, we are going not to say not the sending country, but the point of departure that could be amended. As proposed by Monsieur Artefeu. So the fifth amendment. and Sixth and Seventh Amendments. What do you want to express your views on that? Our colleague from Morocco.
I just wanted to take your opinion about the Moroccan model. What do you think about that? My recommendation.
Çeviri gelmiyor. Şu anda gelmeye başladı. Evet. Beşinci değişiklik önerisi hakkında söylüyorsunuz değil mi?
Tadil? No. No, I tahaddet an tadil rabi.
No, I've talked about the fourth recommendation, amendment recommendation in the second paragraph.
Peut-être la formulation plutôt que.
It's a matter of formulation, I guess.
Le mot modèle, plutôt, le mot.
The word example rather than model.
Sizce de uygun mu?
What do you think about?
Monsieur Brice.
I don't know, Mr. Brice, but maybe because we had the idea of having a separate paragraph for the humanitarian approach. Maybe we could take the idea or the option or the recommendation made by the Moroccans, because that's the example that they provided was very good. Well, if we decide to have a separate paragraph, then I do agree with you. So we would have to include the idea of example in the paragraph that the gentleman was suggesting.
Grazie, Presidente. Mi permetto.
Well, thank you very much, Chairman. Let me tell you that if you're going to add another paragraph, we should follow the example of the example or the recommendation by Italy, because Italy is now the first recipient, and we have to face problems that are certainly not easy. We can, for example, give you an example of abnegation and the aspects that, of course, I hope will be addressed as an Italian, but I hope that this will be addressed by the whole Union. But if we have different aspect, then I believe that I do trust that you will also take the example of Italy, an example of how to host people in a way to address this tragedy, which is migration.
Evet, teşekkür ediyorum. Buyurun, sayın.
Thank you.
Monsieur le Président. Alors.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have an extra paragraph. And I am at the disposal for this paragraph. I think Madame Lafitte should prepare this because I agree with his idea, his approach, and the importance of humanitarian aspect. But I wanted to underline this importance concerning the migration policy. I would like just to say that Morocco, I of course agree with the Italian example and the Moroccan example. But here we cannot forget that Morocco has a special position, which is shared with Spain. And it is the only land.
Arabo-Maghrébin.
Only land border existing. I have just arrived from Ceuta. And there's a model of cooperation between the
customs and the police, which is a model. You can't imagine up to what extent they are an example for all Europeans. So this type of example is what we also could use and need. And this is for Morocco.
Thank you. Now, dear colleagues, concerning the second paragraph, I don't see any problem with all the amendment proposals, but we have to prepare a single text. Therefore, we have to include the proposals of Morocco and Italy concerning the humanitarian dimension. And when we make this amendment, I think we can have a text which can have the approval of all our colleagues, Morocco and Italy. Proposals and proposals of Mr. Hortefeux. Yes, do we agree on that? Thank you.
Son mit
concerning, if you can give us the formulation of the words to be added, so I will ask for the Assembly's approval.
Evet. Buna ekleyeceğiz.
Yes, we're going to add that. Now, we have, the paragraph 2, and the last amendment will be submitted to your approval. So we start with paragraph 3. Amendment 9. Michel Gifrida, Monsieur Hortefeux, Paloma Lopez Bermejo have some proposal for amendments, and as well as Nes Malaga, I also have a proposal. So we're going to open discussions for paragraph 3. Monsieur Hortefeux.
Sur le paragraphe 3, c'est là aussi.
Concerning paragraph 3, this amendment is to rebalance the text. The text only speaks of the situation of the border countries to Syria, which are confronted, as all of us know, with waves refugees. At this moment, when the member states of the European Union are also concerned under very different aspects, of course, are also confronted, as I said, for the demand of asylum, refugee asylum from the Syria, also have effects on security in Europe. Of course, there are the border countries, which of what is happening in Syria, but besides these border countries, the consequences also are for all the countries in the European Union. So here also we must underline that the European Union is concerned.
Yes, now our colleague from Belgium.
Thank you, Mr. President. I took knowledge of the previous speaker's recommendation. I read the text carefully, but of course there are something else. What was proposed, it is the reading of the history on confidence. There's a very great difference between the recommendation and what Mr. Dufour proposes, because in the recommendation the issue has to do with the confidence in Syria only began after the legitimate demands of the Syrian people. So this is a question of time. We can't judge the causes, but the time. And in fact, it seems here the conflict does not find its causes, but in various factors. There's a series of issues which occurred in Syria.
Monsieur Hortefeux requests that we use the expression is not that of the a grave. We are not in time, but in causes. This is a different reading of the issue. I therefore would prefer the present text, which does not take any part. They said there is only historical time to be concerned, rather than the proposal that there is a judgment which may be fundamented on the causes of the conflict. This is why this I cannot follow this proposal of amendment of the previous speaker.
Concerning the same paragraph, the amendment 10, 11, and 12.
Thank you, dear President. We are not against any amendment given by Mr. Hortefeux for this recommendation, but we'd like to make it more precise in the text, the original text, and for the amendment, saying that the Syrian conflict is a way that actually affects the security and peace in the region. This is correct, but to be equal and to be objective here, we need to say that the conflict, this conflict and these threats that actually threatens the security is being fed by the policies of Israeli policies. In the region, which you all know for decades, they have actually not followed the international law and actually challenges the international and United Nations declaration. So in addition to Mr. Hortefeux's recommendation saying that the conflict in Syria is being seen as a threat for the security in the region, it's being fed by the policies, the Israeli policies as well. Thank you.
Evet, ben de evet. 11 ve 12 ile alakalı görüş.
9, 10 and 11, amendment 9, 10, 11. Does anybody wish to take the floor? So there are two views supporting and some changes. Of course, we know that the problems, the source of the problems is not single, but before solving the problem of Palestine, it will not be possible to have a pollution for the region. Now, I have been working for 3 years in the committee, and we have been discussing that. So we have a need to underline that. Yeah, Mr. Diali.
Grazie, Presidente. Io credo che in considerazione della diversa provenienza e anche della diversa impostazione.
Etmeyi öneriyoruz. İlave etmek istediğiniz konu ne? Anlamadım tam. Sayın Diali.
Could you repeat your proposal, Mr. Diali?
Sì, sì. No, la mia proposta è quella di
My
alla Presidenza nella risoluzione. Se l'onorevole Ortefè pensa che la missione intera regione non riguardi
We could add also continental Europe. However, I am of the opinion of keeping the text.
So, Mr. Dielli.
Farklı meslektaşlarım da önerileri oldu. Orijinal metnin en son that the conflict in Syria can only be ended through a genuine political transition in line with the Geneva Communique. Bu şekilde orijinal metne bunu ilave ettiğimiz takdirde Sayın Hörtöfü'nün de Avrupa tarafını ilave ederek son haline verebiliriz. Evet. Değerli arkadaşlar, o zaman bu şekilde
İsrail commence à devenir chronique. Je pense qu'il est permanent et il y a lieu de le citer dans cette crise et dans cette menace de la sécurité à cette région. Parce que admettons
maintains, we must also think that the conflict may be spread to Palestine. Unless we also propose to put it on another paragraph, because it is important. Thank you.
Yes, we can make a separate paragraph, but I think that we should not include it into the current paragraph. But to have I will take your proposal of a special additional paragraph. We may discuss about that. Now, with the last sentence that I have proposed, we can adopt the first text with the amendment. I propose that to your approval. Yes, you all agree. So we adopt the first text with the last edition. Now, we have terminated with paragraph 3. Now let's come to paragraph 4. Amendments, two amendments, 13 and 14, and also proposal of Mr. Hortefeu and proposal of Elika Shamba. Now, I will give the floor to Monsieur Hortefeu concerning the paragraph 4.
L'idée, c'est simplement de.
The idea is to formulate things that for to recognize and maintain and the issues in Libya, which has to do with done under the authority of the United Nations, and with the objective of to speak about this. It has to do with the constitution of a government of national unity and the reestablishment of peace and security in all the because the situation today is very complicated. There are two governments, and the international authorities and the United Nations refer to one government of this country. So we must support the people in Libya who are working at the United Nations.
Thank you, Monsieur Hortefeu.
Thank you very much, Monsieur Hortefeu. We have no microphone. The microphones are not the United Nations with their specific representative, Mr. Leon, and to complete this, to speak of the worldwing of the stabilization in Libya, not only for the migration waves, but as I said already, to avoid that it be a place where one can have a political destabilization for the neighboring countries and also for Europe. So we must support. The importance is not only for what we said above, to reestablish the order, et cetera, and the stability and security, but we must go further. And this is what I wanted to underline for Europe. And this is what I have to say.
Sayın Örtöfe, diğer öneriyle beraber sizin önerinizi birleştirme noktasında sizin görüşünüz nedir? Sayın meslektaşımızın da görüşüyle beraber her iki önerinin.
Il y a pas de traduction, mais je suis d'accord avec ce que vous dites. On peut élargir. Entrer là sur les questions migratoires, mais on peut élargir à l'ensemble.
We must cite, quote. Yes, of course.
O zaman.
Io volevo.
Thank you very much, President. I would like a clarification from the two colleagues that intervened. When they recommend to expand the discussions with Libya, they actually refer that in Italy there are two or more entities that control the parts of the territory. So we were talking about an inclusion of those that are controlling the territory. I certainly agree, because we are focusing. If we are focusing on in one entity, we will not be solving the problem. So although some institutions may not be officially recognized, they are in fact controlling parts of the territory. And so I believe that if the amendment is following this direction, then fine.
Okay. So no problem. The proposal of Monsieur Ortefeu, yes, adopted. Yes, we accept the proposal of Monsieur Ortefeu concerning paragraph 4. Now, let's look at paragraph 5, amendment 15. And it is Yana Begin and Ernest Malaga. We have three amendment proposals, and I will invite you to take the floor concerning your amendment proposals. Monsieur Ortefeu, yes.
Je dis en français, si j'ai bien.
Well, if I understand well regarding paragraph 4, we then accept the amendment of Mr. Ortefeu. That is, he accepts to add some changes, right? Thank you.
Evet, aynı şekilde.
Yes, that's correct. Now, concerning paragraph 5, Monsieur Ortefeu.
Oui, donc, simplement.
Well, let me remind you that the southern countries in the Mediterranean, which are the ones that are mostly affected by refugees, they are not the only ones, though. And I would like to remind that I would like to highlight the fact that although they are the most affected, they are not the only ones affected by the migration.
Evet, teşekkür ederim Sayın Ortefeu.
Thank you, Monsieur Ortefeu.
Io.
I highlighted also this aspect as an empiric evidence that we have to highlight the role of local organizations and also the importance of social society, also the civil society and other non-governmental organizations. I believe that this should be highlighted also.
Teşekkür ederim Sayın Begin.
Thank you. Madam Begin. Malaga. Monsieur Orte, pouvez-vous réunir l'amendement de Madame Begin et Monsieur Hortefeux? Je pense qu'il n'y a pas de conflit entre les deux. So we can just bring the two paragraphs together and the two amendments together. Yes, it adopted. So the proposal of Monsieur Hortefeux, of Madame Begin, the two amendments have been accepted together. Thank you. Now, concerning paragraph 6, there is a single proposal from the European Parliament. Malaga, I think, is not here with us, but this is a small amendment. I think there is no problem. Is anybody against this amendment? No, we all agree to adopt the amendment on paragraph 6 with the amendment of Ms. Malaga. Thank you. Now, amendments concerning paragraph 7. Monsieur Hortefeux, amendment 90, Malaga, amendment number 20. Donc, we shall give the floor to Monsieur Hortefeux.
Oui, paragraphe, c'est juste un.
Well, it's only a matter of reformulation or rephrasing it. It's that's all.
Paragraph 7 ile alakalı görüş beyan etmek isteyen meslektaşım yok. O zaman Sayın Hörtöf.
Paragraph 7. So Mr. Malagal is not here. He has made a proposal. And is there anybody who wants to take the floor about the recommendation number 20? Mr. Ben Abdallah.
Just wanted to add to the point 20, which talks about Syria. I'll talk in French now.
We were talking about the efforts underway regarding the education of Syrian children. And at this point, both Morocco is carrying out considerable efforts to address, the issue of the African countries. So I think that we should not only focus on Syria, but also be more global.
Da haklısınız.
Yes, you're right. On this point, we have no problem. Yes, we have to generalize, but half of Syria's population has a problem. I think that, yes, Syria can be expressed in a single sentence, but we can add a general sentence concerning the your proposal of amendment.
Tövbenin önerisi doğrultusunda
we accept what Mr. Ortofer has said and to accept the amendment he proposed about paragraph 7.
Paragrafla ilgili 21. 22. 23. Değişiklik önerileri, 3 değişiklik önerimiz var. 21. değişiklik önerisi Avrupa Parlamentosu
of Lopez Bermejo, the second one, Mr. Begin, and the third one, Mr. Malagal. For the paragraph 8, I would like to ask if there is anybody who wants to take the floor. Mr. Begin.
Okay, ondan önce Belçika'dan
Before that, my colleague from Belgium.
I would like to know the motivation underlying this. I mean, we should rephrase this in such a way so as to highlight the extremely positive contribution in terms of financial flows. Today there are very in-depth studies that talk about studies that have been carried out are very important for that. So maybe there should be some type of explanation. At any rate, there are analyses that are very important that somehow, I think, justify the formulation as is.
Thank you very much, dear colleague. Yes, do you want to take the floor concerning the amendment, concerning paragraph 8, Mrs. Begin?
Oui.
Ah, pardon, pardon. Bon. Alors, non, moi je parlais de
We speak of amendment number 21. With us, we must be more contentious because, as my Belgian colleague, I come from a country where, for many years, the contributions of Spanish migrants contributed for the creation of the Caixa Española and its economic development. So I don't see why we should minimize and not underline the great results of the entrances, the entries of the migrants in the from the to the origin countries. I would never minimize this. I cannot understand the intention of this amendment number 21, but I think that this is not I prefer the original text.
Evet, teşekkür ederim.
Thank you. Mrs. Begin.
In my recommendation, I highlight not only the importance of economic aspect, but also the demographic aspect for the creation of wealth, from social and cultural diversity wealth. But besides that, I would like to highlight that this refers to legal migration. Because when you talk about the positive contribution of migration, I mean, you have to state that it is legal migration that we're talking about. I think that's it.
Teşekkür ederim. Bence,
Thank you. Concerning the eighth paragraph, I don't see any problem with the amendment of Tatiana Begin, so we can just add her amendment. So the eighth paragraph has been adopted with the amendment proposed by Mrs. Begin. Nobody opposed, so paragraph 8 is adopted with the amendment of Mrs. Begin. Thank you very much. Now, paragraph 9. amendments proposed by Monsieur Hortefeux and a proposal by Paloma Bermejo and I will give the floor to Monsieur Hortefeux.
Oui, c'est simplement pour.
Well, it's simply to recommend the suppression of words. I mean, the word foreign direct investment, and replace that investment at large, because economic trade and economic relationship is not limited to foreign direct investment. We have to talk about investments.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you. The proposal of Monsieur Hortefeux is a small amendment, so I think that we have no problem with that. Does anybody wish to take the floor? No. We all agree on the amendment proposed by Monsieur Hortefeux concerning paragraph 9. Adopted? Yes. Thank you. Now, look at paragraph 10 and the amendments number 27, 28, and 29. We have three amendment proposals concerning this paragraph. And I
permettez-moi, s'il vous plaît. C'est la même chose.
This is the same thing. This is the same thing then. It's paragraph 10, right? Yes, well, I mean, the amendment follows your suggestion. No, but it's the same thing as paragraph 9. So that is why I recommend the suppression of that expression. So it's just a matter of suppression.
Hortefeux'ün önerisi kaldırma noktasında.
Monsieur Hortefeux, yes.
De dire que le.
I don't think paragraph 10 adds anything to paragraph 9. Let me tell you that there is a request on paragraph 10. A request. Strengthen the conditions in the Mediterranean countries. Of course, if we admit simply erasing the foreign direct investment expression, talk about investment at large, but there is something else at the second part of paragraph 10. That appeals to national and international financial organizations to provide conditions to investors in partner countries. I believe that the second part of the recommendation seems to be extremely important because it conveys this very strong idea. But let me tell you that this is not exactly redundant vis-à-vis paragraph 9.
Değerli meslektaşım.
Thank you, dear colleague.
Now, regarding this topic, let me tell you that if you allow me, I mean, my colleague, my Belgian colleague allows me, maybe we could sort of improve paragraph 9. But I do remind you that Amendment 25 has not been taken into account. Again, Amendment 25 has not been taken into account because, I mean, we are on paragraph 9.
Pardon.
This has not been taken into account. Thank you.
Evet. 25. değişiklik
discuss the amendment 25, which is being discussed concerning paragraph 10.
Evet, şu an paragraf 10'u konuşuyor.
We are discussing paragraph 10. 27, 28 and 29. Yes, I wish to give the floor to Mrs. Begin.
Grazie.
Thank you very much. Well, in my recommendation or amendment, I insert a little something that has to do with the need to include and to highlight the fact that investments have to be both public and private, so as not to exclude one or the other, which would lead to unnecessary confusion.
Teşekkürler. Sayın Diali.
President.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I agree with paragraph 10, as Mrs. Begin just said. I believe that this specifies what has been stated in paragraph 9. And I also agree with the insertion recommended by colleague Begin.
Teşekkür ediyorum. Ben de
thank you. I wish to thank and say that I agree with all of you. I think this to maintain this paragraph will give more emphasis on the subject. So I propose the adoption of paragraph 10. Yes, we all agree. So paragraph 10 has been adopted with the proposal of our colleague, Mrs. Begin. Dear colleagues, we have completed paragraph 10. Now we may stop for a small coffee break and continue our deliberations. Thank you. 10 minutes coffee break, and then we come back. Thanks a lot.